increase in technology, and how will that affect us?
You're going to see a vast change in the world of one of two types. It's either going to be the most amazingly, almost just this side of paradise. And that's the allure of AI. It really is. I mean, think about it. These things, they're saying once we get AGI, it will be a matter of less than a few decades before most diseases are cured. That's how smart these things are. They're talking about AGI being able to possibly find different laws of physics we didn't even know existed. So it can either go to the, this is completely awesome, like paradise mode.
It's but not the problem going is, to.
I know the problem. Like I said, the on the inside.
No, go ahead. But you're right. That's a possibility.
Hold on. The problem is there's only about three roads that lead to this paradise. Okay.
Right.
Now, the other roads, there's about 5,000 of them, and they're all very, very bad.
Yes. I mean, we
talking
hope
about
and pray and wish upon a star that it'll work itself out.
Oh no, no. If it goes down any of those 5,000 roads, we're all bummed.
No, I mean we're hoping for the paradise utopia. Oh, we're hoping,
yes,
or whatever.
But I mean,
that's not happening.
You know, put your hope in one hand and a pile of dung in the other, and see which one fills up faster.
Right, as they say.
I'm just saying, the alternative worlds are so dark and so bleak, and they get progressively worse. Everything down to just complete hunting us down, annihilation.
Yeah.
That it's almost too hard to even think of one way it could be bad. But I'll give you this right off the bat, okay? I'm going to go with the example I was giving you earlier of when you replace a small part of yourself and you keep replacing small parts of yourself, how long until you're not human?
Yes.
What if that's not a choice you get to make? What if it becomes mandatory for humans to get these things?
Right. Or like, for example, say they just start sticking nanobots in the food or the water.
You want to talk about a mark of the beast or any of that stuff? That is literally, like you just said, even if you tell them no, there's no way to stop them if they decide every citizen is now going to get this because they can send nanobots to put it in you.
Right. Damn. there's no end to it. This is where we live in the realm of science fiction now. We've stepped
this
into
is the deepest,
a science fiction
darkest
future.
Rabbit hole there is about futuristic thought and what the future is going to be like, because there are so many branches it can go down that it's just, I mean, that are unbelievably terrifying roads to go down. So but there's so many more of them than the good roads.
Let's make it personal. You're my brother. You're in a coma. You're in the hospital, which, by the way, I want you to talk about your hospital story where you saw the demons and stuff like that. One of these days, got to share that. Anyways, you're in a coma, okay, for some messed up reason. You went into a coma, and the doctors are like, it doesn't look good. He's got, maybe a year left, and he's in a coma if he doesn't pop out of it, blah, 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 blah. We can download his memories into this chip, and we can put it into an exact replica of him.
No,
and he
fucking
will come alive.
No, you know I will haunt your butt so bad on the other side if I die.
Okay,
you had better not put me in a toaster. No.
All right, sweet. So I'm going to have to break into the hospital and go on a whole mission. Just to pull the plug, and I'm keeping this video as evidence that you already gave me your consent. To
if I wake up and you RoboCopped me, I'm gonna kick your butt.
Yeah, you wake up. I'm like, bro, what are your prime directives? And you're like,
to kill you.
I'm like, you can't do it, bro. It's against the laws of robotics. You're a better you now. Welcome to Utopia.
And that's like I said, that's the creepy part of this. we may not have a choice but to be integrated with robotics at some point if AI gets out of control.
I'm getting a plasma gun and a freaking electromagnetic pulse grenade and all that stuff. I already know. Anyways, this is our show for today. I'm going to wrap things up. If you guys want to send my brother a message, you can use his PayPal link up there, paypal.me/whiterabbitadamtice. Go check out his website. I'll show that to you right now. So if you go over to my channel and you scroll. Oh, hold on. Let me show you. There we go. You go to my channel right here and you scroll down just a little bit. You'll see his icon right there. Just click on that, just as I just did. And you can see these are some of his latest videos he's put up. Robotics, the AGI, ASI revolution. This is the whole video that we were just referencing that inspired today's. UFO, UAP disclosure. The Pizza Man stuff. There's other ones on here too. Let me go to your videos here. You got quite a few, actually. He's discussed 9/11. He's discussed the Hollywood elites, Adrenochrome, the Jersey Devil, the haunting, various hauntings, the Booga Sphere. That was an interesting one too, actually. I learned a lot about that one, through that one.
I'm still keeping different up videos. On that one.
Ghosts, all this different stuff. You're starting to develop quite a little collection of different things over here. But I just want to say from me to you, I love you. And I thank you so much for being my brother.
I love you too, man.
And what I would like to do, and if you guys start supporting my brother, if he develops a similar support as what I have, this is my job, and I'm supported strictly by you guys. Basically, I have ads on YouTube that help pay bills and stuff, but you guys have supported me for like 4 years. If he starts getting support, one of the first things we've talked about is we're going to go on a ghost hunt up in Cripple Creek, which is up in the mountains. It's a completely haunted area with mines and old hotels and stuff. And I'm going to get him back into that because that's his element.
I love it.
We're going to be Ghostbusters, Supernatural Brothers, etc. And I'm going to get him some of the equipment that he already knows. He's going to start teaching me stuff. So that's one of the things you guys can look forward to. I want to say thank you all for watching so very much. Do check out Patreon, like I was telling the other viewer. You can go there and you can share pictures. You can get to know each other. You can continue the conversation. There's different chats and stuff. And if you want to jump into my credits that I'm about to roll right now, that's where you can find them. You can sign up for the credits tier. Bro, do you want to say anything before we jump off?
I just want to tell everybody in your chat, you guys have all been amazing to my channel. Just so you know, I appreciate every one of you guys for stopping by. And you, big bro, I love you too, man. And of course, I wouldn't be here without you. You were literally the one that was like, you'd be great at this. So I appreciate you big time for pushing me to do it, because I'm not sure I would have without you. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have. Other than that, no, man, I just look forward to seeing everyone tonight. Join me for part two of my video from yesterday, tonight at 8:30. And other than that, I've enjoyed being around all of you guys. And this has been Straight Jacket White Rabbit.
All right. Until next time, I'm Jay Drimmer saying good vibes and goodbye.
to fade away. But something's forcing me to stay. It'd be easier for me if I turned away to flee. But there's something holding on in the way of being long gone. There's so many ways to escape, but I guess it's time to wake up, time to wake up. Far too many ways to escape, but I guess it's time to wake up, time to wake up.